an old-fashioned howdy from home. Well, friends, here's Wade Lane making home folks of himself again, coming right in without knocking as usual. No, don't bother to turn on the lights. The glow from that old log smoldering there in the fireplace is all the light we need. Kinda like to watch the glimmer of red and blue flame playing around the edges of a charred log, like the rosy little ghosts of memory playing around the edges of a dream we had long ago. That old log looks almost dead now, doesn't it? Fire seems about out. Our dreams look that way to us sometimes, I know. Charred, black, burned out. Oh, but wait a minute. Just let me show you a trick. We'll fan the old log a bit. There. See it come to life? Watch it glow, all red again. And we'll throw another log on top of it. Look out for the sparks. My, see those flames leap up? And we thought the old log was dead. Well, that's the same way with dreams, hopes, ambitions. All they need is a little fresh fuel and encouragement. Throw another log on the fire. My golden memories aglow. I don't see the face of my loved one when the logs are burning so low. Throw another log on the fire. Bring back all the sweetest days I've known, when our hearts were young in the springtime, and her love was mine alone. Now there's nothing left but the embers. Springtime seems so long ago. Another log on the fire. Keep my golden memories aglow. You know, I never watch a log like that burning that I don't see the old woodlot at the end of our garden years ago, and an old darkie chopping wood, and a small boy is sitting on a stump watching him and eating raw turnips. I was the boy. He was a very, very old darky. And I used to worry that maybe the axe was too heavy for him. But he wouldn't give up his job for anything. He lived in a little old cabin on the back of our place. And when the day's work was over, I'd sit with him in front of his fireplace while he smoked his pipe and told me stories. And when he thought it was time for me to clear out, he'd say, "Run along, child. It's my sleepy time." One day, there was no sound of chopping from the woodlot, and Father sent me down to see what was the matter with the old man or what he was doing. And I found him sitting by the empty grate, the fire out, his pipe still clutched in his hand, and he was looking so peaceful that I could almost hear him say, "Run along, child. It's my sleepy time."
Pale moon shining on the fields below, darkies crooning songs soft and low. I knows it's sleepy time down south. Soft winds are blowing through the pinewood trees. Folks down there lives a life of ease. When old Mammy falls upon her knees, it's sleepy time down south. Steamboat on the river, a-coming, a-going, splashing the night away. Hear those banjos ringing, the darkies a-singing, they dance till break of day. Dear old Southland with its dreamy songs takes me back there where I belong. How I'd love to be in Mammy's arms when it's sleepy time down . Young fella came to me the other day, all cut up. He and his wife were having trouble. He had moved his things out of the little bungalow where they'd been so happy and was staying with a bachelor friend, and he wanted me to recommend a good lawyer. When I got home, I found his wife at our house, and she was telling her side of it, and she wound up by saying that she was going to Reno right away. Well, I felt mighty bad. I kept remembering being over at their little house only a short while back, and how the wife sat at the piano and the husband hung over her while they sang. Oh, they were so much in love with each other that they couldn't sing anything but love songs. Somehow, I seemed to hear her sing again. I love you truly. Side to stand, go. sitting there listening to the girl talking about Reno, I hadn't noticed that I was sort of singing that old song under my breath until I looked up, and she was a-staring at me like she'd seen a ghost, and her eyes were just plumb full of tears. She didn't say a word. She just jumped up and hurried out of the house. You know, a little later I heard that the husband had moved out on his bachelor friend on mighty short notice. Oh, well, I guess I'll be getting along, and thanks for this neighboring little visit. You know, to me, there just isn't anything in the world to compare with home, folks, home.